When you're ready, you can start with tensing your muscles a little bit. You can make fists, not too tight fists, but fists that have a certain tension in your hands. You can pull your shoulders up. If you're lying down, you can even pull your feet up towards your knees. You can lift your legs up and hold that tension for a breath or two while you're continuing to breathe. If you like, you can even squeeze your face as if you were biting into a lemon and hold that tension for another breath. And then with the next long, deep out breath, let go of all that muscle tension and put your body on the ground and let it rest there or let it rest on your seat. Settle into your position and be there comfortably. And then starting the scan as if your body were lying in an actual scanner, you bring your attention to your head and then following the length of your body towards your feet, scan your body from top to toe, from your head, your neck, to your shoulders, arms and hands, to your upper body, along the back, down to your buttocks, and along your legs, all the way down to your feet. And when your attention has reached your feet, you focus on the left foot. And as if you were exploring the space of this left foot, you can bring your attention into that foot, feel it from the inside. And now you're focusing even finer and bring your attention into the left big toe, sensing, feeling your left big toe from the inside. And now you're moving your attention from the left big toe through the space towards the second toe of your left foot. And then into that second toe, moving on through the space to the third toe and into that third toe, over to the fourth, and then finally into the little toe of your left foot. Now you take all the five toes and bring them into the focus of your attention, sensing the five toes of your left foot. Now moving the attention into the spaces between those toes and through these spaces down along the sole of your foot until you reach your left heel, and then moving up through the spaces of your toes along the sides of your left foot and the back of your left foot all the way up into the ankle. And then for a breath or two you stay in the ankle and then move up into the lower leg, sensing your left calf, the shin bone, becoming aware of the whole length of your left lower leg from the ankle all the way up into the knee. And once you've reached the knee, you stay there for a breath or two and move on to the upper leg, into the thigh. And it might be interesting to explore the thigh in layers. You can start with the outer layer, sensing your skin being touched by the fabric of your clothes. And then moving into the second layer of your muscles, becoming aware of these big, strong muscles in your left thigh. And if you like to go one layer deeper, you can even go all the way into the depth of your left thigh and sense your bone. Again, bringing this left thigh into your attention in its whole length, from the knee all the way up to the hip. And bringing all of your attention into your left hip. Stay there for a breath or two. And now you are widening the field of your perception by staying with part of your attention in the left hip, and at the same time reaching out towards the right hip until this whole space from the left hip all the way over to the right hip is held in the field of your attention. And then narrowing this field again, you collect all of your attention in your right hip, just dwelling in your right hip, and then you move your attention from the right hip through the right leg all the way down into your right foot, sensing this right foot from the inside. Once again, you're narrowing the focus of your attention by bringing it into the right big toe, holding that right big toe in your attention, sensing it from the inside, and then moving through the space over to the second toe and into the second toe. On through the space between the toes into the third toe. Into the fourth. And into the fifth toe of your right foot. Holding the five toes of your right foot in your attention, becoming aware of the spaces between the toes. And then your attention moves through the spaces between the toes down towards the sole of the foot and along the sole all the way down to your right heel. And then into the other direction, up from the spaces between your toes, along the sides of your foot and the back of your foot, all the way up into your ankle. Staying in the ankle, looking around there for a breath or two, You now move up into the lower leg, sensing your calf, your shin bone, following the whole length of your right lower leg from your ankle all the way up into the knee. Then staying in the right knee for a breath or two, sensing the knee into all directions from the inside to the front, to the back, to the left and the right side, and then moving on into the right upper leg, into the thigh. And here you may explore the thigh in the three layers again, if you like, starting with the skin being touched by the fabric of your trouser. And then moving one layer into the thigh by becoming aware of the muscles. Those big strong muscles of your right thigh. And if you like, you can go one layer deeper and become aware of the bone in the very center of your right thigh. Once again, becoming aware of the whole length of the thigh, all the way from the knee up into the hip. And then you bring all of your attention into the right hip, sensing this place where the leg is connected to your hip bone. And once again, you're widening the field of your perception by staying with one part of your attention in the right hip joint, while another part of your attention is opening up, widening until the whole space between your hip joints and the whole structure of the hip is held in your attention. You are present in this space of your lower abdomen, of your pelvis, all the way down to your pelvic floor. You are aware of your buttocks on the ground or on the cushion. You have a sense of your anus, feeling your genitals and your lower abdomen. Maybe you even have a sense of your belly button. And then from the lower abdomen, you can once again bring your attention into the space of the abdomen, filling that space with your attention, becoming maybe aware of the movements. This can be digestive movements in your colon, or the movements that are connected to your breathing. And then moving your attention through the abdomen towards the spine, getting a sense when you're lying that the spine is touching the ground. And then you are moving your attention from the lower back along the spine, vertebra by vertebra, up towards your shoulders. And at the same time, you're letting your attention expand from the spine to the left and the right until you're holding your whole back in your attention. This big expanse of your back. Now you move your attention up on both sides until it reaches the upper abdomen and then on to the chest, becoming aware of your rib cage, your breasts, and the space inside of your rib cage. You may notice how this space is expanding with each in-breath and is sinking into itself a little bit with each out-breath. Inside of that space, you may be aware of your beating heart. And the rhythm of those beats and of your breathing. You are aware of your shoulder blades, of your collarbones, and your shoulders. And now, from both of your shoulder joints, you are moving your attention through your arms all the way down into your hands, into your fingers, until you have a sense of each individual finger. Sensing the insides of your fingers from your fingertips all the way up into your palms, and then on the upper side, sensing your fingers from your fingernails over the upper side of your fingers, your knuckles, and the upper sides of your hands, all the way up into your wrists, and then on from your wrists into your lower arms, following the whole length of your lower arms from the wrists all the way up into your elbows, pausing in the elbows for a breath or two, and then moving on into the upper arms. And if you like these different layers of perceptions, you can go the same way here as you did in the thighs, by sensing the outer layer, the skin of your upper arms, in contact with your clothes. Then sensing the middle layer of your muscles. And if you like, you can go one layer deeper by becoming aware of the bone in each one of your upper arms. Following the whole length of your upper arms from your elbows all the way up into your shoulder joints. Then resting, pausing, looking around in your shoulder joints for a breath or two. You can now connect the perception of the one shoulder with the perception of the other shoulder, by once again opening, widening the field of your perception until this whole space between the left shoulder and the right shoulder is in your focus of perception. On the back side and also on the front side, following your collarbones towards your throat. See if you have a sense of your spine in your neck, and then you follow the spine once again, vertebra by vertebra, up until you reach your head. Then sensing the head maybe lying on the floor or being held up. You can become aware of your scalp and your hair. The bone of your skull. And if you like, also the space on the inside of your skull. Becoming aware of your face, your forehead, the temples, your eyebrows, and the eyes in the sockets. Maybe you can even feel your eyelids on your eyes. And perhaps you notice the light that's coming through your closed eyelids. You sense your cheekbones and your cheeks all the way back to your ears. You become aware of the areas behind your ears. And then moving around your ears to the front, you maybe have a sense of the joints where your lower jaws are connected to the skull. And then you follow your lower jaws from the joints all the way down to your chin and into your mouth. Becoming aware of your teeth and your tongue inside of the space of your mouth. You sense your lips and the space between your lips. And now the space between your upper lip and your nose. And then moving up to the tip of your nose, your attention moves even further up until you reach the root of your nose, just between your eyes. And from here, from the root of your nose, you move your attention back down on both sides of the nose until you reach your nostrils. And if you like, you can go into the space of your nostrils, becoming aware of how The air with each in-breath is moving into your nostrils, creating the slightest little draft of air. And then when your out-breath, when the air of your out-breath is moving through your nostrils again and leaving your nose, there is again this little draft that you can feel. And you stay with the sensation of this draft in your nose with the next few in-breaths and out-breaths. As if your attention were the gatekeeper on your nose that notices each movement of air into the nose and into the body, and which notices each movement of air out of your nose and out of your body. Now, with the next in-breath, you can let that gatekeeper become like a rider that rides on the wave of the next in-breath into the body, into the nose and the throat and the neck and the chest, maybe all the way down into your abdomen. And then it rides back out with the next out-breath from the abdomen all the way up until it leaves the nose. Or if you're breathing through the mouth, it leaves the mouth. And then with the next in-breath again, letting your attention travel into the spaces of your body, noticing how these spaces, especially the chest and the abdomen, are widening with the in-breath. And then with the out-breath, these spaces contract just a little bit. If you like, we can play a little bit with these breathing spaces. And with the next in-breath, when the chest has widened and the abdomen has widened, you can imagine that this space expands towards your pelvis and towards your pelvic floor, and that the pelvic floor is widening a little bit with the in-breath, and then sinking back, contracting ever so slightly with the following out breath. Abdomen sinking in, chest sinking in, air is moving out through your nose or your mouth. And then with the next in-breath, we can go even further, letting chest and abdomen and pelvis expand, letting your hip joints expand, and maybe even your thighs widen. And then breathing out from your knees, through your thighs, upper body, nose or mouth, out. And with the next in-breath, we can take this even further. Let the upper body expand, thighs, knees, lower legs, feet, toes, all the way down to the soles of your feet. You're breathing in, and then you breathe out from the tip of your toes, through your legs, up, upper body, nose or mouth, with the next in-breath. You can also take your shoulders and arms and hands all the way down to your fingers and your fingertips into this expansion with the in-breath, and then the sinking together with the out-breath. With the next in-breath, if you like, take also the neck and the space of your head into this imagination that the whole body is expanding as if it were one space that breathes in, and then sinking together as one space that is breathing out. Whole body is breathing in and is breathing out. Each cell of your body is breathing in, taking in fresh new life, fresh oxygen, and then each cell is breathing out, letting go of stuff that is not needed anymore. And if you like, you can stay with the sensation of your whole body breathing in and out, and at the same time widening your perception again by letting part of your attention move out of your body into the space, into the room around you, becoming aware of this space, its temperature, the sounds, the light. Becoming also aware of the sounds from outside of your room. Having a sense of the building you're in. Maybe other people who are with you in this building. And if you like to take this further, you can even imagine the surroundings of your building. The landscape or the city. The area of your country. The continent. The planet Earth as a whole, if you wish. Sensing yourself lying there or sitting there, breathing in and out, surrounded by everything that is around you. You can decide how wide, how far you want to take this perception. It can also leave the planet and go out into space. See where you are comfortable, always holding yourself in a significant part of your perception, sensing yourself lying here or sitting here in this in-breath and this out-breath. Sensing your skin being enveloped, touched by your clothes. Sensing your body supported by the mat or the seat. Sensing yourself one more time in this breath, all the way from the beginning of the in-breath, a slight little draft of air the whole time until the end of the out-breath, with the sense of the last little draft of air that's leaving your body. And then bringing this journey through your body to an end, you can, if you like, congratulate yourself that you have spent time with yourself, giving yourself attention. And if you wish, you can reflect on the questions that we posed in the beginning of where was your attention? How did you perceive the transition between one mode of attention and the other? And if you like, you can also reflect on what you may have discovered while traveling through your body in this body scan.